This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, full show for us today. We'll go until 6 o'clock on the show today because it's been weird. The Cubs have been a little east and all of that stuff. So, Alex is flying the plane today, and then one of the Tylers, Feringal.
That's who it is.
He is in for Tanny.
Couldn't figure it out.
Because Tanny has got the day off today.
Tanny's still in Disneyland with...
I thought Disney World.
Yeah, one of the Disneys. Is it?
It's Disney World. Disney Europe is where he's at.
He's the one, and the one in Florida. That's the world.
That's right? World, right? And then land is in California.
I believe this is Juju's third time at Disney World before she's the age of 11.
Good for her.
Impressive.
She is living the life.
She really is, and deserves it.
They like it down there. Go and have a good time.
Sorry,
I wandered into Disneyland once because Zach and I were calling a DePaul game in Anaheim in a tournament. And I was like, oh, that's Disneyland. Just went on in there.
I was there. I was there a couple of times with the Roobster. Big fan of Disneyland out there. We did Disneyland twice and did Universal out there in L.A. one time, which was tremendous. I've never done the world, though. The world seems a little daunting, frankly. It's a little big. There's a lot going on down there.
I mean, you could spend a lot of days there, and that's what Tanny's doing. And damn it, he deserves it. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello!
Here's what we got planned for you today. Cliff Floyd is going to talk ball with us at 3:30. So is Steve Stone, but that's at 4:25 on today's show. We'll also do a little NBA roundup before we are done with today's show. But we start with the biggest news on the Chicago sports agenda over the last 24 hours has been the injury to Shota Imanaga, a hamstring strain of some sort that isn't related to the cramps, maybe, and he might only miss one start, but probably not. Go.
The cramp was in the right quad. This is a left hamstring strain, but all I can picture is him in the wave pool with the shower cap and the glasses on, the goggles, that Nico was telling us about the other day. But he's a very thick and strong man in the thigh area. But as he was running over to first there to cover, and he was hauling ass. He was
busting it to
absolutely
first base.
Respect on hauling ass. But last year, Justin Steele had the hamstring strain that he did on opening night on the first Sunday night, and he missed a month.
He sure did.
I'll be surprised if Shota misses less than a month.
The other thing that I worry about, and the reason why I put the question mark on not connected to the cramping thing, is you just wonder about the kinetic aspect of this, of what's been going on with the other leg and if there's compensation and all of the other things that you end up getting off balance for whatever reason. And then, boom.
It's a really good point because there's very few things in sports that are as challenging and unnatural as throwing a baseball as many times as you have to, and just the full body exertion that it goes through.
And baseball specifically is what they call an anaerobic sport, like the idea of you're running, you stop, you're running, you stop. And trying to keep people healthy throughout 162 games can often be difficult. And that's before we start talking about the arm and everything that goes along with the arm. Now, luckily, there's nothing wrong with Shota's arm, but his base being messed up and off balance for the last couple of starts is scary.
Well, what's going on now is that you've got one of the greatest stories in baseball, which is the Cubs being no lower than third in just about everybody's estimation and power rankings all around MLB. The offense is completely legit. We know that. We can see that. They finally get division foes, and they take two out of three in Milwaukee. Things are, I mean, PCA is an emerging, evolving superstar before our eyes. Kyle Tucker's the best player they've had on this team since before Chris Bryant. Like, and he and PCA might rival each other
War standings say different.
Yeah, yeah.
War standings right now say it's PCA.
I'll take the proven
right.
track record of pitch selection for Kyle Tucker.
Who are the two teams you have in the mix with the Cubs? Because in my mind, I went Cubs, Dodgers, Padres.
I've got the Mets up there.
You got the Mets in there, who the Cubs will see later on this week.
I think the Mets are, as Tyler Kepner wrote about them last week, they're now a bully with brains. You've talked about wanting the Cubs to bully people.
Yeah, bully these hoes.
And Steve Cohen bullies people, but now the brains, David Stearns, lets him do it smart.
By the way, a team that's probably right there, they're going to face tonight. The Giants.
The Giants are certainly top 10. Arizona's top 10. The Padres, obviously, top 10. There's four in
the
NL
West. And I mean,
the
Rockies. I mean,
No.
They're still stuck on six wins.
But what's interesting about where the Cubs are is that they're now without their top two starting pitchers. When everybody thought that they could probably use one more bat-missing quality ace pitcher, even at the beginning of the year, you know, if they had been able to sign one more. And now you've got a decay of depth, because Javier Assad was probably going to be your five at the beginning of the year, and Colin Ray would have been the long man, you know? Now Colin Ray is entrenched in your rotation, and you need him. Ben Brown has to stay entrenched in the rotation, and he should after that great performance Friday night. Jordan Wicks has been terrible at AAA and bad when he was called up here. And now without Shota and without Steele, do you make a trade right away, or do you bring up Cade Horton? And you've reached this inflection point with your number one pitching prospect a hell of a lot sooner than you would have liked to. You are there right now having to decide whether it's Cade Horton or whether you give Chris Flexen a spot start this weekend against the Mets.
I kept thinking about that last night. I did NBC, and Mike Berman, shout out to everyone over at NBC5, he asked me about that, and I kept thinking about Chris Flexen. And I kept thinking, sure, having him be a bulk guy in your bullpen makes sense.
Every team needs one.
But until you figure out your strategy, I don't have a problem with them saying, all right, Chris, here's the ball. And granted, you are playing a really tough week this week with the Giants and the Mets. But I found myself being like, at least give him an opportunity to start the next time that Shota's turn. If Shota's not going to be available, start his next start and see where you're at. When Justin Steele got hurt, my first reflex was they got to do something. And so it's weird because I found myself being like, well, I guess.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The reason I thought that about Steele was because of how daunting that first month has been. Cubs have been better than fine. They've been good. They've been one of the best teams in baseball through this gauntlet of a schedule that they've had early on. I don't think that they should be in a rush But I do think, hey, go look around. Maybe the Rockies have someone of value. Maybe the White Sox have someone of value. But the problem is that you got to find a team that's clearly out of it and doesn't think they're going to be in it.
It's too early. It's too early.
That's why I only mentioned the Rockies and the White Sox.
Yeah, there's very few. I mean, it's early to get Sandy Alcantara away from the Marlins. I think it's early to do that. It's early to get to try and get Sonny Gray. Some of these teams still believe that they can do it. To me, it's like right now, is it Cade Horton time or not?
And
I think he's ready. He's now made 11 starts at AAA. This year he's made 6 starts. He's got a 1.24 ERA. The issue has been the walks, but he's got 3 straight starts now of just one walk. Does Cade Horton. The strikeouts are there. Last 2 starts, he's went 6 innings and 80 pitches. I think he's ready, but
okay,
I don't know for sure if they think he's ready.
Let me ask you a question to the concept of ready.
Okay.
I think that everything that you said about Cade Horton does help, and his body of work makes the case for promotion. Okay. Is he ready to jump in the middle of a year that the Cubs think is significant?
I think so. I think that he would have been ready last year to jump in some role. They thought about him in 23 as a possible bullpen piece. Remember Carter Hawkins, who we'll talk to tomorrow, laughing when I said, have you ever thought about him as a bullpen guy in September? And he said, what are you, Jed? What, have you been talking to Jed? Because Jed thought about it. So, yeah, and I think they were counting on him for some time this year. Some time has come calling in the case of Shota's injury now compounded with Steele. To me, the question is one, and I don't know, like coming back from the injury, is there something kind of physical or biomechanical that they need to know for sure? I have no idea about that. Then the other is, do you want him to have his Major League Baseball debut on the road against the freaking Mets?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, or Flexen for one start.
And then?
Home debut after that.
If Flexen does poorly, what if Flexen gives you 6 innings and 2 runs and 3 hits?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, we look around baseball and a lot of teams aren't waiting even this long. Spencer Strider didn't start a single game at AAA for the Braves. Spencer Schwellenbach didn't start a single game at AAA for the Braves. A.J. Smith-Shawver started, I think, 2 or 3 at AAA. Now, granted, they treat their AA like it's AAA, but it's like, I mean, this thought that you have a guy use his bullets at the big league level is kind of traveling around the game. Different teams have different strategies on this stuff. To me, it's a question of, like, do you know the kid? And if you know the kid, is he better off away from home having a start where it's not all about him, like on the road somewhere? Or is he better off starting at your place where you as an org can have full space command and full control of the circumstances? And I would lean towards that.
It's so interesting the different ways that you could think about this too, because to go back to Flexen, you go, this if we think of it not as a person but as an arm, this arm was specifically brought here to do this. This is a player where we're not really worried about his future, but the present with him could be valuable. Now, it could also be a disaster if you send him out there and he's not very good. But this was a guy that gave the White Sox, 155, 160 innings last year. And you go, yeah, we need someone that just eat innings.
Yeah, and
why, if our guy, if you think that he's made it all the way through the development, if Horton has made it all the way through the development curve, and the only thing that he needs to show is, can you get major leaguers out consistently? Do you want to bring him into a season where you have expectations and you need him to kind of do a job, and it's less about his development as a major leaguer, even though this would be a cool way to be developed in the major leagues, versus him just being there to do a job for the Cubs. It's a really interesting process that they have to go through here to figure this thing out.
Jed Hoyer often speaks on the first day of a homestand, this being just a shorty little homestand with the three against the Giants before they go back out on the road. Not sure if Jed will or not, but it's convenient that Horton and Shota have timed out and pitched on the same day yesterday. I would bet that you see Horton either Friday night against the Mets at their place, or next week on Tuesday or Wednesday here against the Marlins. And if I had to bet, I'd say the latter. I'd say that you see him home against the Marlins on Tuesday the 13th or Wednesday the 14th.
So wait, there are two bets here.
Yeah.
Okay, there's the bet that he gets called up.
Yeah, no, I don't think he'll get called up until it's start time.
And then there's the bet that he makes a start.
Yeah. You think he's going to get a start at Citi Field against the Mets this weekend?
I don't know that he's going to get called up. That's why I'm looking at it as two bets.
Well, but I don't think they'll call him up until he's going to start.
No, but I'm saying, like, you're saying start either on – it's two bets. Does he get called up?
Yeah, but
does he start on the road? Or does he start at home?
No, I think they'd leave him down instead of calling him up. They'd leave him down and give him one more little start at AAA.
I'm riding with Chris Flexen. Yeah. I can't believe I just said that.
I know. I think I am too. I think it's going to be Flexen. Chris Flexen gets a revenge game against the Mets where he was for 3 years.
Yeah, he started kind of with the Mets.
Yeah. So I think Flexen will get a start there, and you'll see Cade Horton against the Marlins at home next week.